Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. Oh, by the way, P.S., just a side note, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. That would be me. So we appreciate that. Did I introduce myself properly? I'm glad. If you'd like to check us out online, you can do that, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to go over to Facebook, you can. I just uploaded some pictures for you, friends, as, well, what took place on our tour on the West Coast and in Wisconsin and on the East Coast. And I'll be uploading them throughout the week. Because there were so many pictures to be taken and shown. So if you'd like to check those out, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, and or you can go over to Bradley Dean Double E. Bradley Dean Double E, just posted them over there as well. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account, and phone lines will be accessible over the next hour, friends. Again, phone lines will be accessible over the next hour. 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick. What we're going to do is we're going to come back during the show. What I'd like to do is I'd like to bring forth some church signs. People really got stirred up on this. I played a replay on our Saturday show. It went over so well that people said you need to do your next article on church signs because of the disrespect coming from those that are church leaders in America. Well, what I'd like to do is recap a little bit in case you missed Saturday's radio show, preaching to the choir that just does not sing, and then I'm going to bring you through some church signs and show you how they are desecrating and lightly esteeming the God of our salvation in so many different ways. Folks, it's offensive. I'm going to read some of those off for you. Probably about 10 of them coming up here at the half-hour mark. Forgive me. Let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to win a Joshua MK5, do, folks. There's still time to sign up for that. And to throw your name in the hat. Again, win a Joshua MK5. Just click onto it. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Just scroll up a little bit on the right side. You'll see it there. Let's go over to some of the articles here. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Pro-life groups to sit in at Boehner's office in a protest of non-vote on late-term abortion ban. Folks, they're all in it together. It seems that there's no difference. And, folks, we need to make distinction and actually not throw off the chains of the Constitution, but throw off those that pervert the Constitution, and namely these jokers. Folks, when you look at some of these pictures on sonsoflibertymedia.com, it's offensive. It really is. When you look at Boehner, he looks like a drunk clown. And I'm not kidding you. I can picture makeup, lipstick around his face, and big white drops coming from his eyes. He looks like a drunk clown. And by the way, inside information comes forth and tells us that he is a drunk. And we know that he's an immoral drunk. So what we need to do is we need to deal with these people lawfully, friends. Go ahead and check that out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. United Nations calls Israel world's worst violator of women's rights. Folks, keep in mind, these are the same people. UN came out of what? not World War II, because they failed during World War I through the League of Nations. They established something called the United Nations, and they are attempting to give power to that immoral criminal lump in the lot, and we need to deal with them as well, friends. UN does not usurp the rights of the American Constitution or our sovereignty, and folks, with the help of the likes of Barack Hussein Obama and the Bushes and the Clintons, so on and so forth, friends, they're giving power to UN to take control over the United States of America. We need to shut them down because they act just like this administration in so many different ways. Again, going to sonsoflibertymedia.com, Ted Cruz announces presidential bid. Some feel he's there unconstitutionally. Some feel that he's there lawfully and constitutionally. What say you? Check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Boy to man, listen to your friends, even when you don't like what they're saying. I'll tell you what, real friends come. Folks, they are as rare as hen's teeth. They are the needle in the haystack. When you can find faithful are the wounds of a friend, I'll tell you what, you better fight for that relationship because those don't come every day. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, urgent Islamic State targets United States service members for murder, pinpoints home addresses publicly. Now, folks, I have a question for you. Why would these people, these Islamic statists, these terrorists, who would embolden them to actually write out some sort of threat to America's military, pointing to their home addresses and doing it publicly? Who would be emboldening them to do such a thing? Huh. That's something you got to ask yourself, but we've been talking about that quite a bit here on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, astonishing contrast, U.S. youth versus Israeli youth. Look at their signs, friends. You got to take a look at some of these pictures. Again, Starbucks spills coffee on its own lap. Check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Pope Francis excommunicates conservative bishop, but tolerates evil priests who advance the homosexual agenda. I also want people to know, don't write to me and say to me, Bradley, you're anti this and you're anti that. No, I'm pro truth in every sense of the word. If God settles it, or if God said it, that settles it, and that's whose side I'm on. Okay? Don't give me none of your man-made commandments. Don't tell me I'm doing this to your favorite politician or to your favorite religion. No. Let's stick to the Word of God and to the Constitution, and if we can do that, we're always going to be on the same side. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Obama determined to implement unconstitutional agenda by hook or crook. And again, friends, he's doing what he's doing because he's strengthened, because the American people add strength to his tyranny by allotting him to do the things that he does. I can't say anything more, and I can't say anything less. Over the weekend, too, friends, we noticed on sonsoflibertymedia.com in Texas, Muslims are outraged that Irving City Council backs bill that would ban Islamic Sharia law tribunals there. Wow. They're just outraged that they can't implement Sharia law in America. Again, I lay to your candor, who's emboldening these people to do these things anyways? Who is telling them to do the things that they are doing today? Are they ruled by law? No, remember they said in Texas that they're above law, above American law. Who's been acting above American law since he's been in the White House, friends? Barack Hussein Obama. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. David Letterman recounts Marines' injuries at the hands of Muslim jihadists and leaves audiences speechless, friends. You have to see this video. I mean, you want to... And by the way, if I can suggest, watch it all by yourself. But these are our heroes. These are the best that we've got. I'm not a TV watcher, but I'll tell you what. When I seen this young man, I had a post at sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, friends, and we're going to talk about preaching to the choir that just doesn't sing. And I'm going to read some church signs for you. And I'm going to see if this offends you. Because if it doesn't, well, then it must be in you to be okay with it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back on the other side of this break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheehan. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, today I'm going to give you a prophet's message, okay? There's no way getting out of this one. There just really isn't. For those that didn't know, and you're just jumping back with us on Monday here, we've been gone pretty much for a week and a half, and then we were back for a couple days, and then we were out on the West Coast. So we did a West Coast tour. Then what we did is we did a tea party in the state of Wisconsin, which is a state over, in the state of Wisconsin over there. And then the very next morning, we got up and we flew to Washington, D.C., and then I drove 7 hours to Charlotte, North Carolina. And then what we did is we did some churches and some high schools and some colleges. And in the process, so I'm just getting you up to date right now. But what's interesting here, friends, is when I did the high school over in South Carolina, excuse me. And by the way, if you want to see some of the pictures, you can go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. We also went to Arlington Cemetery. There's just a whole bunch of stuff that we did. We spent some time with Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America. We spent some time with another ministry out there as well. So in saying that, there's a lot done. As far as what we swept through that state, so we did a lot while we were there. But what was interesting is after I did this high school assembly in South Carolina, the principal asked my wife if me and my boys wanted to go over and have a lunch at a pastoral meeting, which was across the street. And we had just a window of opportunity to do that, so we obliged her and we actually went to this meeting. So, but what people need to realize is, when I was done speaking to the high school, and we were invited to that pastoral conference for lunch, there was a guest speaker there who was talking about his missions over in the Middle East. And he was great, by the way. He was sharing his firsthand experience with the people that Muslims were coming to Christ in droves. And then he went on to tell the church leaders in this group of people where I was in America that they were to be bold in Christ. And that is extracted, of course, from John 7:27, and that there was a huge opportunity for Americans concerning the Muslims as they come into this country. And by the way, I'm not advocating that in any sense of the word. He said that instead of looking at what is going on with the Muslims as a dangerous issue, he said these church leaders, as he was talking to them, needed to look at it as an opportunity to win them to Christ. And by the way, I was happy as could be. because he was right on, and I simply agreed with everything he said wholeheartedly. He's exactly right. But without a second thought, what I could not overlook is the fact that he was speaking to the same church leaders, along with the parents in this country, who for the most part could care less for their own children in the public school system. The church leaders, again, if you want to call them that, in this country have proven to be the greatest advocates to those who war against God and his people. Read Micah 3:5 and Jeremiah 23, Matthew 23 if you'd like, and read any of the book of the prophets. You can read what Paul wrote in the New Testament, two-thirds of the New Testament. Folks, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. And for doctrine, for what? For reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. The very things that Scripture was given for are the very things that these supposed self-professed church leaders refuse to hear. And I've seen this firsthand. And I also want to bring it to the point that oftentimes when engaging in high school assemblies, we find up to five churches camped around just one school, and the students inside of the school are trying to reconcile the love that's being preached, John 5:42, which says the love of God is not in them, to them from the pulpits with their parents throwing them into a cesspool of illegal indoctrination. See, we have a missionary, God bless him and his efforts, trying to encourage the church that refuses to hear reproof, correction, or instructions in righteousness. They're enemies of the cross of Christ. They'll have none of it. They want to justify themselves in their sins, and that's not going to fly. They have now become a full-blown reproach to the people, both within and without, in this country. Friends, you have to keep in mind that these hypocrites, these church leaders in which I'm talking about, have become the greatest advocates to the radical sodomites. They love the sodomites so much, their version of love is fallen to the sodomites' version of love, which really defines out to be lust. Because they know nothing of the love of God. If they loved God, they would magnify his law against their sin. Read 1 Timothy 1:7, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. The hypocrites, these church leaders of today in America, have become the greatest advocates to the murdering abortionist. If it wasn't for the silent professors in the church today, there wouldn't be anything called abortion in America. These church leaders have become the greatest advocates to the atheists, if you want to give them any, if you want to acknowledge them in any sense of the word. There's a couple of them, friends. But these hypocrites have also become the greatest advocate to placing students in the crosshairs of everything that they can possibly be subjected to. But here again, we have a missionary trying to encourage these people to win people over, namely the Muslims, to Christ. And I'm not finding or pointing out error in this individual. He was right in what he was saying. But he was preaching to the choir, friends, that doesn't sing. This is foreign to them. They have no idea what it means to seek and save that which is lost. They have no idea what it means to go to the highways and byways. They've never heard Father God in Jesus' name ever say, ask of me and I shall give unto thee. The heathen is thine inheritance and the uttermost parts of the earth is thine. They don't know what that means. They shun away from, Lord, send me. No, they say, Lord, send somebody else. Yet it was Jesus that said, think not that there's yet 4 months before the harvest. He said, pray not. He said, pray that the Lord would send forth laborers into the field. Today, not in 4 months. There's no delay. There's no reason to kick the can down the road. See, this is like a foreign language to these people. They speak the voice of the world, and that's why the world hears them. They know not God, so therefore they hear not God. Read 1 John 4, chapter 4. But again, friends, you need to understand that he was preaching to the choir that just doesn't sing. Again, instead of these church leaders preaching out against the sins of the people, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. See, that's the message of Jesus Christ. And most people that are listening to me right now, they're saying, repent for what? For your sins before a just and a holy God. What is sin? Sin is the transgression or breaking or transgression of God's moral law. Read Exodus 20. That's what sin is. And you're guilty as hell concerning every one of them. That's what drives you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. And then what you do, after we preach repentance towards God, then we say, as preachers, put your faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Read Acts 20, verse 21. See, we put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh. Okay? We exchange our unrighteousness for His righteousness. We take off our filthy robe and we put on His holy robe. See, because without Christ, we are nothing in every sense of the word. See, but what we see in this country again, friends, is these professors have taught the people to accept an unholy alliance with whom God abhors. They teach the fear of man in consequence rather than the fear of God. Read Job 28:28. And by the way, by the looks of these church leaders in America today, one can only see why the enemy has become so emboldened. To tell these church leaders to lay the axe to the root of the tree, Luke 3:9, bring forth fruits meet for repentance. It would be unthinkable due to the fact that they're a bunch of spiritual weaklings. They are. They are. They don't know what they're talking about for the most part, friends. If they did, they would be preaching out against the sins of what they're teaching you to tolerate. They're hypocrites, pretenders. And going back, friends, to tell these church leaders to lay the axe to the root of the tree, they would simply reply that the axe is too heavy to pick up. And they have. They're nowhere close. Folks, they're planting the trees that John the Baptist told the religious hypocrites to lay the axe to the root of that tree. They are the ones that are planting the trees that John the Baptist pointed out. Lay the axe to the root of the tree and bring forth fruits meet for repentance. Again, that's Chinese to these people. Folks, simply put, scripturally speaking, these are whores, hirelings, and effeminates. And they're not the ones to get the job done because, again, they are a reproach and embarrassment to God's church. I'm going to read some signs for you just to prove my point. And I want you to keep in mind, I'm not talking about just a couple out there. I'm talking about the majority out there that stand down when they should stand up. And I want to show you how they are lightly esteeming the God of our salvation in so many different ways. But I do got to say this. I praise God that there's still some faithful men out there among us. Psalm 12:1, like this missionary, because he was doing the stuff. I'll be right back after this break. I'm going to read off some church signs for you, friends. Get ready to be offended. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-233-0747.
Happening again, the feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
In an unpredictable world, it's good to know you are in control of food, your greatest dependency. Go Foods are storable for 25 years, quick fix, non-GMO, kosher, health store quality food at discount store prices delivered to your door. Go Foods is there when you need it most. Feed Your Frida package is available with up to 3 months of food for free. Call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Talking about church leaders in America today are simply responsible for more damage within than any foreign enemy could inflict from without. And we're talking about preaching to the choir that just doesn't sing. Going back to the individual, the missionary that was speaking in South Carolina, preaching to the church leaders, encouraging them to be bold for Christ, and to look at the Muslim situation, the Muslim threat, as an opportunity rather than as danger. But he's preaching to the choir again, friends, that just doesn't know how to, they don't know how to sing. These are the people that are responsible for standing down when they should stand up. And now, I hope everybody out there listening has enough common sense to make distinction between those that are real Christians and those that are hypocritical Christians. Because what I'm speaking of is the hypocrites, the pretenders. Again, instead of them standing up and fighting off the wolves, we find out and we find, as we judge them by their fruit, that these church leaders in America today are the ones responsible for opening up the gates to the wolves. Read John 10:10. True that. True that. So we have to get busy. Friends, what we also noticed when we were out on the East Coast was we were at a Cracker Barrel, and someone brought this book to me, and it was The Great American Book of Church Signs, and instantly my heart dropped. Because, for example, when you look at the front of the book, it says, Free Trip to Heaven, Details Inside. Free Trip to Heaven, Details Inside. Really. Doesn't the Bible tell us that we're not to lightly esteem the God of our salvation? You know, because we hear this all the time without actually dissecting its meaning. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He gave. Yep. The cross of Calvary has twofold meaning. One is mercy and one is judgment. The first is judgment. Because the iniquity of us all was laid upon him as the sacrifice, as the scapegoat, as the lamb without spot or blemish that was there to sacrifice and to be sacrificed for the sins of mankind. The mercy side was, look at how much God loved us because of the sacrifice of his son, Jesus Christ. Now, nobody in the natural could go to Arlington Cemetery. We were just there a couple days ago and say those parents that actually gave their sons and daughters that are 6 feet under the ground, nobody could ever point their finger back at them or their sons or daughters and say that you've hated us. No, America would say them people loved us as a country so much that they actually sacrificed their sons on our behalf to give us something called freedom and the liberty now that in which we have. And of course, we know that that liberty and freedom is to do what the right thing is, right? Or what about this? Hereby perceive we the love of God, that he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brother. And I thought it was free. Oh, it is. We receive that free gift, but we better understand what it cost the giver. And therein lies the dilemma that America's in today. America, namely in the professed church, has failed to remember what God gave through his son to reconcile us unto himself. It wasn't free. It wasn't free. And out of gratitude, those that love God know exactly what I'm talking about, that we live unto him who died for us. So when we're talking about these church signs, we have to look at them and really dissect them. Free trip to heaven. Folks, that's pretty light. That is lightly esteeming the God of our salvation. How about this one? Walmart is not the only saving place. Come on in. Just think about what they're saying. They're demeaning their own message. And by the way, they live accordingly. They use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. They live accordingly. Here's another one. Blakemore Church of the Nazarene. Visitors welcome, members expected. Isn't that cute? For those that belong to the church, we'd expect that you would be here. Without trying to be cute, why would they even suggest something like that? Even going so far as to put it on their sign. Visitors welcome, but members are expected. Wow. Incredible. Here's another one, a church sign. It says, palms read here. Palms read here. Folks, they live accordingly. These are the same church leaders that are refusing to preach out against the sins of the world before a just and a holy God. These people are a part of the problem. Matter of fact, they are actually the leaders of the problem. They are directly responsible for the problem as to where America is today. Judgment begins in the house of God, right? Well, according to these people, judgment is of the devil. Yet Scripture tells us God is known by the judgments that he executes, Psalm 9:16. Matter of fact, his throne is established in righteousness and judgment, Psalm 89, Psalm 97. Yet Jesus in the book of John, chapter 9, talks about how he came into the world for judgment. See? Friends, when Christ was crucified on the cross, that was a judgment concerning the prince of the power of the air. And had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Why? Because that is the power of the resurrection. That's what the enemy doesn't want. See, so many people look at the cross of Jesus Christ as being such a bad thing, when in fact therein is the power in the heart of the gospel of Jesus Christ, in power. The very gift of prophecy is what? The testimony of Jesus Christ. Let's go on. Here's some more signs for you, friends. Concerning the churches in America. Let's meet at my house Sunday before the game. Do you hear what I said? Let's meet at my house Sunday before the game. Well, what's wrong with that, brother? You know, I watch football every day. I know that. And I also want you to know that you're directly responsible for what's going on in this country. Because you're actually falling for the bait that's been given to you through the preacher, namely the hirelings from the pulpit that are preaching such foolishness as this. Let's meet at my house Sunday before the game. Before you go watch. Now this is God, right? Before you watch saith your pastor. Before you watch that football game, I want you to come and talk to me. You know, I just want you to forget that my commandments were given as commandments, not as suggestions. No, I'm sorry. You know, those are suggestions, not commandments. No, friends, they're commandments, not suggestions. As if to say, God's cool with you sitting back watching a football game when 4,000 babies a day are being murdered. That's okay. That's okay with God, who hates hands that shed innocent blood. And it's okay with God that you sit back and do nothing about the radical homosexual agenda, where the government is attempting to sanction the upending of your American sovereignty through the gay agenda. They're using the radical homosexuals. But I guess God's okay with that one. Well, as a matter of fact, when you look in Scripture, it contradicts what you're being told again. It's an abomination in the sight of God. Folks, I can go on and on and on and on. But this is what you're being fed. These are the signs that you're seeing through those that lightly esteem the God of their salvation. What about this one? Read the Bible. Prevent truth decay. I mean, as if to say this is some little game. We're talking about eternal life here, and we have these jokers literally posting stuff like this on their church billboards with hundreds and perhaps thousands and thousands of people that read their signs. Don't you think they should actually post something that has a little significance to it? Read the Bible, prevent truth decay. I mean, folks, I can go on here, and I'm going to go on here. Is your life running on empty? Free fill-ups here every Sunday. No wonder why churches in America are being shut down in droves on a daily basis in this country. Is your life running on empty? Free fill-ups here every Sunday. Trade God your pieces for His peace. See, here's the humanistic message. Trade God your pieces for His peace. Here, pieces, P-I-E-C-E-S, for His P-E-A-C-E. No, friends, I want you to understand that revival, when Jesus shows up, He basically throws the tables over. He takes a whip and He drives everything out so He can be the Lord of your life. Until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of that man. Be a fountain, not a drain, said one church sign. Be a fountain, not a drain. And then we wonder why no one else takes the message serious, right? These people don't know Christ, friends. Here's another one. 7 days without God makes 1 week. Does this offend you, listener? It should. 7 days without God makes 1 week. 7 days without God makes 1 week. W-E-A-K. I'm going to go over to some more offensive ones, if you don't mind, friends, just to get to the point, because I always like to drive it home before we finish up on the broadcast on a daily basis. And then here's some more humanistic quotes. Falling is not falling down. Or, I'm sorry, failing is not falling down, it is staying down. Share God's comfort with a friend today. Comfort in Old English. I've seen a painting. It's an older painting from the 1800s. And it was in a museum on the East Coast. And it was a picture of a king with a sword in his hands, prodding on his soldiers that were trying to take it easy. And he was prodding his soldiers into the war. Comfort in Old English means to be pushed along in war, friends. Read the Bible. Read the Bible. The best vitamin for a Christian is B1. Lightly esteeming the God of our salvation. Let me say that again. The best vitamin for a Christian is to be one. B1, you know, the vitamin. Yep, this is what you're dealing with, friends. And then again, As John Adams rightly said, the church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else goes. So do you want to know why everything's going? Or do I need to fill in that question mark with an exclamation? Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Last segment, friends. Let's go to the cross of Christ for a moment, and then I'm going to go back to these signs. I want you to picture these preachers around the cross of Calvary, Golgotha, where Christ was crucified in the center of a thief and a murderer. And they want to tell you of the crucifixion, the baptism, and the life and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Okay? These are their signs that I've been naming off. But I want you to go to the cross with me for a moment. As many were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid it as were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace, friends, was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And then it goes on in verse 6, chapter 53 of Isaiah. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shears is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And then he asked, who shall declare his generation? He was cut off out of the land of the living for the transgressions of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked. Folks, I'm talking about he who committed no sin, who was without spot or blemish. Innocent as all could be in the sight of God. They made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit found in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, and his seed, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hands. Huh. These are the people that have these signs up on their churches that are preaching this to you, friends. Is this what they're preaching to you? Are they preaching Christ crucified? Are they telling you that it was your sin that put Jesus Christ up on the cross? Your sin, your violations of God's moral law, that your sin was found before a just and a holy God? That all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do? Are they telling you this? Are they telling you, are they preaching the fear of God? Men depart from evil. Why? Because they are preaching the fear of God. And this is wisdom in the sight of God. Are you departing from iniquity? Or are they entertaining you? Are they entertaining you? Because what we see is just that. Hold on a second here, friends. Entertaining the goats, Charles Spurgeon rightly said. I'm going to give you this quote again real quick, but it's exactly right on the money. Charles Spurgeon basically told us that a time will come when instead of shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have the clowns entertaining the goats. And folks, what we have is we have the church with their clowns preaching from the pulpits entertaining the goats. And if you're okay with that, guess what? You better come to the conclusion, friends, that you're not a sheep, but yet you're found to be a goat. If you're okay with this. Here, let me go on. Let me give you a couple more here. Here's another church sign for you of those that lightly esteem the God of our salvation. A dam holds the water back. It's not my last name, God. Isn't that cute? Or what about this one? Jesus is like tide. He gets the stains out. Others leave behind. Folks, they make light of the blood of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. They make light the blood of Jesus Christ. And it's not a good place to put yourself. Let me tell you why. Because when you read what Scripture tells us, it tells us in Hebrews 10:26, for if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, these are not giving you the truth of what sin is. There remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. And there's no excuse for anyone in this country not to know what I'm talking about right now. Scripture tells us, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. Who are they? Those that are guilty. Then he tells us in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 28, he that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Now this is where it starts to get good. Of how much sore punishment suppose you shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing and hath done unto the Spirit of grace. I love when people say to me, oh, Bradley, you know, I just don't see that. I just don't. That's not my interpretation. Well, what's your interpretation? Because I bet there's a lot of people in hell right now that had the same interpretation. Because I want to tell you what it says right after that. For we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God, friends. But here again, going back, Jesus is like tide. He gets the stains out, others leave behind. Isn't that cute? And most people have no idea what they're even talking about. They just think, oh, that's sweet. It's humanism, friends. What about this one? Road rage, question mark. How would Jesus drive? You have got to be kidding me. Here's another one. God wants full custody. Yes, he does. Not just a weekend visit. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Or what about this one? Going back to those that lightly esteem the God of our salvation. Jesus loves you. It's a picture of a church sign in the snow. Okay. It says, Jesus loves you snow much. Jesus loves you snow much. Oof-da. Why is America in trouble? Here's another one. God made wrinkles to show where smiles have been. Wow. Life is fragile. Handle with prayer. You know. Boy, dude, I'm sorry. I was thinking for a moment that I was on the phone with one of my friends that understood what I was saying. Interestingly enough, here's another one. The church is prayer conditioned. This church is prayer conditioned. Try Jesus. If you don't like him, the devil will always take you back. If you understood the terror of the Lord just a little tiny bit, the way that Jonathan Edwards, the Great Awakening preacher, as he preached, sinners in the hands of an angry God, we wouldn't be throwing stuff like this out on our church billboards, friends. Matter of fact, when you look at some of our forefathers, what moved them to action was the fear of God, and it was filial. It wasn't diabolical. They wanted to please God. That's the right heart. If you're afraid that you're afraid to sin because of the consequence, that's the wrong heart. Because we all deserve hell. I'm not worried about hell, friends. I just want to make sure that, as Scripture tells us, a wise son maketh a glad father. I want to make my father pleased with what I do. But I can't do that outside of Christ. Here's another one. God answers knee mail. God answers knee mail. Here's another one. Just think about this, okay? Live well, laugh often, love much. Have you ever taken the time to look at the pictures of the generals of God back in the 1800s? They look like they went through hell, literally. In contrast, have you taken the time to see the pictures of the Joel Steins? Have you taken the time to look at the Joyce Meyers? And the modern-day preacher with a big smiley face? You know, like, as if to say heaven can't wait until they get there. I mean, friends, it's just completely up on its head. Don't wait for six men to take you to church. Here's another one on the church billboard. The party is here. The party is here. Here's another one. Where will you be spending eternity, smoking or non-smoking? So, anyways, I think I've made the point with some of what's going on in this country. I could really take you to task here. When you begin to see the things that some of these signs actually say concerning even their preachers. But again, point made. I love this kind of stuff. America, wake up. Love you with my heart, 1 John 3:18. I will talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18 again. See ya!
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.